Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Scam or not to scam? That is the question on today's Everyday Saturday show. Welcome, Sam Crowley, your host of the number one motivational podcast. What are we talking about? Scams and motivation? How do those two go together? We'll get into it in just a second. It's October 31st. It's the night of the living dead, or dead people, or zombies, or whatever you want to call it. A lot of people going, I don't know if it's just me getting older. Why is so many people freaking out now about Halloween? A lot of people talking about they don't like it, they hate it, they're not going to, you know, talk about it or even celebrate it or let their kids go out. Look, Halloween's fine. I mean, I guess like anything, it's with the meaning you give to it. I get it. It's celebrating, you know, dark and evil things and dead. Kids dress up. I mean, my kid dresses up like a princess. So I'm not, you know, that's kind of the, you know, counter to what everybody's getting all excited about. But I drop my kid off at school. I see all these cute little boys and girls in the fourth grade, fifth grade, dressed up. I mean, in elementary school, like their favorite characters. Yeah, there's some dark and gloomy kids, but I guess you can be an idiot, you know, one way or another. You can take it to the whole other exponential power up there and go nuts with all this dead stuff, or just have some fun, man. Eat some candy. Go trick-or-treating. I got great memories of Bradford, PA. I'm sure you do, of Halloween when you were a kid. And, yeah, then, you know, when it gets a little bit too spooky for you, you get old. If you're old enough to drive, it's time to stop trick-or-treating. All right, if you're driving house to house or parking in people's driveways with your trick-or-treat, that's a sign you got to stop. So that's what today is. It's the first podcast. We do two every single day because twice is always better than once, right? My college dropout math tells me two is a greater number than one. The greatest podcast on iTunes. Let's make it even greater with two. I hope you're having an amazing day. The last show of October. Man, oh man, where did this year go? I'm not going to say it. Not going to say the year's going too fast, but I got an end of the year podcast, man. I'm going to review month to month what went on in the Everyday Saturday life. I don't even know. That could last the entire month of December. Everything that's happened about me. And again, I always caution to say, it's not about me, even though I don't give myself nearly enough credit on this journey. But I want you to live through me. Here's the reason why. Because if I can do it, you can do it. If I can go through these major changes. Look, I just had a kid at 46. She was born at 24 weeks, baby Susan Catherine Crowley. She's still alive and thriving, you know, some 80 days on earth now. I did not see this coming in 2013 last year. I did not see us having another kid. Let me tell you, I'm not going to say she was a mistake because that would be stupid, right? Everything's a miracle. Probably planned, not properly planned might be another thing. But hey, man, some of the things that are never planned, aren't those amazing times? You know, and I might not even get to my scam or not to scam podcast until the second one today, because now I'm off. Now I'm off and running, had no plans in talking about mistakes. This is how we roll, though. It's life unscripted. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast. I love it, man. I love life. I just love life. I celebrate life. I celebrate the stupid things I do. You know, do you get all bent out of shape? Oh, made a mistake, lost money, somebody did me wrong. Celebrate it, baby. Celebrate that you can take oxygen in and breathe it out. I got a kid on a ventilator, man. Some days she requires 100% oxygen, meaning she can do no breathing on her own. When I breathe in and out now, I think of my baby girl. I think she can't even do the simplest of things, and that is take that negative oxygen and breathe it back out. Her lungs are just about 100% collapsed. She has chronic lung disease, fighting for her life every single day. And I hear people bitching and moaning about the stupid things going on in their life. And, yeah, they're stupid. Somebody cuts you off in traffic, you get upset, you're stupid to react that way. All right? Somebody looks at you wrong, and you're stupid to react that way. Money isn't just now it needs to be in your bank account, decimal point here or there. The comma's not where it needs to be on the paycheck. Somebody didn't pay. You're stupid to react that way. Don't be stupid. Life's too short to go through being stupid. Be grateful. Be excited. Things aren't always going to go the way you want them to go, and that's okay. Nobody said it was going to be easy. They said it'd be worth it, right? Getting going on this entrepreneurial journey, it ain't easy, but it's worth it. I can't even tell you how worth it is to have freedom and control in your life. And be able to wake up and whatever you do, you meditate, you pray, you go for a long walk or a run, you hit the gym, whatever it is, spend time in the Word with your loved ones, however, whatever floats your boat, baby, whatever gets you to not be that individual that I just described, that is how you wake up and have fulfillment. Success without fulfillment is failure. 100% every single time. Celebrate the mistakes that you're making. Celebrate the bumps in the road. It's okay. You know, don't crucify yourself, man. Life's hard enough. What, are you going to beat yourself up over the 100 grand you lost in a business deal? You're going to beat yourself up over the relationship that you lost, the business partner that you lost, the one that got away? You know, all of these. I get it, man. I get it. Oh, you don't know how I get it. Oh, you don't know how much I get it. I'm going to talk about, let's just push in the second podcast off to the afternoon talk. I got to talk to you about a scam that I read about online this morning when I was having my cup of joe. And it pretty much shocked me because I wasn't expecting this individual. But then when I thought about it, I said, well, why not this person? Why wouldn't they be involved in a scam? You know, why wouldn't they do this thing that you never do and you shouldn't do and you shouldn't screw people over? So I'm going to save that till today's show later on in a few hours. When you come back, you'll see the show. Download it. Make sure you subscribe to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Go to iTunes. Click on it. I'm going to keep this show going, so don't tune off yet. This isn't the end of today's show right now. Just want to remind you, though, go to iTunes, subscribe, rate the show, give it a 5-star rating. Leave a great comment, and I want you to hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, or send me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Give me a good topic to talk about on the Everyday Saturday journey. If I choose you, I'll give you a shout-out, whatever your Twitter handle is, your name, your email, whatever you want me to do, your website, if I use your comment, okay? It's got to be a good take. It's got to be something that you want. It's relevant to the entrepreneurial journey, question you have, a comment, something that's really might be holding you back. I'll use it on the show, and I'll give you a little love. All right, so back to what I was talking about earlier. Some of the things, getting back to what I was talking about earlier, some of the things that weren't planned this year, what happened in 2014 so far? I mean, we still got 2 months left. We got November, December. If you're listening to this show live every day, we got about 60 days left, give or take a day here or there. We got November, December. What's happened in the first 10 months of this year for you? For you, not to you, because everything happens for you. All right, nothing happens to you. We're not victims. We're victors. Never met a wealthy victim in my life. Oh, I'm a professional victim. Want to come over to my mansion? No, you say that. It's, oh, I'm a professional victim. You want to come over to my double wide with one bedroom that I'm late on the mortgage with, and I'm late every single month because I can't afford to get the heck out of here, and I try to justify, even though I don't enjoy this type of living. Hey, no shot at double wides. Don't be sending me emails about how trailers are great. I love people in double wides too, okay? I love you guys. But if that ain't your destination, that ain't your Saturday, you have no business living there. If living on a mansion in Malibu ain't your Saturday, you got no business living there. Just using it as an example. Remember, there are no such things as wealthy victims. Wealthy victims. There are professional victims. There are people that go around each and every day hoping somebody stops long enough to feel sorry for them. Okay, they don't even want your money. Sometimes they'll take it, though. Hey, can I have a handout? Yeah, hand up. You want a hand up. You don't want a hand out. Don't walk around being a professional victim. I'm on fire today, baby. I want you to stick around long enough to watch me burn on this show. Would you please? Because I'm feeling it today. Got no plans of going down this road when I hit the mic on the record button on the mic today. But I'm telling you something right now. I'm fired up. Because everything happens for you. It happens. You are a result right now of the best decisions you've made in your life. You got a job, that's your decision right now. You got a job you hate, that's your decision right now. You're in a relationship that sucks. You got a business partner that's stealing from you or not pulling their own weight. That's your decision to be there. It's a free world, man. You don't have to stay where you are. There is nothing keeping you where. Well, I got bills, Sam. You don't know. I do need to say, I understand you got bills. I get it. But can you find another stream of income to take the pressure off? There's only a billion of them online to choose from. You hear what I'm talking about? I know you got bills. But can you get still long enough? Can you be present long enough with your own thought? Turn the instant messaging, Facebook, everything off. Turn your damn phone off, too, while you're at it. Would you please? And quit texting people that don't. Look at the last 10 text messages you sent. All right? Have they made you money? Oh, don't eat. You're looking right. You're laughing your ass off because they haven't made you a dime. You're texting your buddy about the football game. You're texting your girlfriend about lunch. You're texting your kids about all the stuff that doesn't matter. Has it made you money, the last 10 text messages you sent? Have you set up a connection, an interview, a business luncheon, anything that can get you moving forward with another stream of income or enhance the current stream of income that you have? Because you're the one talking about money, not me. Yeah, I'm telling you to enjoy it. And you are where you are because of your best decisions. And you're telling me, no, I'm not. See, it's easy for you to say your bills are paid this month. Let me tell you something. I've come home many times to an eviction notice on the door. I can't tell you how many times I hit the ignore button on my cell phone because it was another bill collector. You ever been through bankruptcy? Let me tell you what happens before you go bankrupt. Before you sit in your attorney's office and sign your life away October 11, 2005. Before that day happens, you need to get all, because it ain't just that day. It's not like, hey, you know what I'm doing? What's today? Today, Monday or Tuesday? Oh, it's Tuesday. I'm going to file bankruptcy today. You know, I'm going to grab a cup of coffee and a donut, hit the gym, and I'm going to go file bankruptcy. Don't know where. I don't even know where an attorney is. I mean, no, it doesn't work that way. For 60 days or more leading up to that, you get collection calls after collection calls. And you hit that ignore button so much, it's like you're playing a damn Nintendo game with your thumb. That's how much you're hitting the ignore button on the cell phone. Are you receiving this message today? I was the result of the best decisions of my life at that particular time. I made a decision to buy Quiznos, and it went under in 9 months. $300,000. Gone, never to be seen again. What did I do? Felt sorry for myself a couple times. I'll tell you that. It sucked. I hated it. I hated every minute. I hate feeling sorry for myself. I was losing weight dramatically. My wife was like, you have got to put some weight on, dude. You're all skin and bones. You look like a div when you're like 17 years old, you know? The only thing missing was all the acne on my face. So I had to figure it out quick. I hated people feeling sorry for me, but I couldn't get out of that stage because that's exactly what was going on. So it ain't like you just file bankruptcy. You get all the calls from the collectors and all the letters and all the threatening stuff, and we're going to do this and do that. My God. All I do is sit there, can they really do this to me? I'm Googling, can they really do this to me? And then I just flushed it, man, and I started over. I was reborn. You know what? Now I'm reborn every day. Are you reborn? I had a podcast a few days ago, born again every single day. Every day you wake up with that blank slate. You can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. I am no smarter than you. I mean, hell, I'm dumber. I know I'm dumber than everybody that listens to my show. Dumber academically. Now, when you talk about street smarts and how to get things done, we're talking a different story. Because I just refuse to play at a lower level in my life. And I made that decision, and I lost every friend in my life as a result of it because I called them out. I called them out. I said, man, I can't do this. I can't keep having these same stupid conversations. It adds no value to my life. It's not saying anything about you personally. I know you're taking it personally. It's me. It's like when you break up with somebody. It's not you, it's me. It's not you, it's me. Right? That's what you got to tell your friends. It's not you. It's me. I've just decided to play full out in life, and I'm making some changes, and you just happen to be one of them. All right? So it's not you. It's a take care, enjoy, and I'll send you a Christmas card. It ain't personal, man. I wish you and your family all the best. But I can't be a professional victim the rest of my life. I got to play at a high level, and that's what I'm begging you to do today, okay? I'm begging you to play at a high level because the reward that's coming your way is such that you will never recognize. You know what the real reward is? You will never recognize who you used to be. You will never recognize the person you used to be. You're going to lose every friend in your life when you decide to play full out, and you're going to gain so many new friends. People that were never in your life are going to appear. And here's the best part. They're going to want to be on your team. They're going to want to be on your team. You know, professional teams, professional athletes, whether it's here in the U.S., baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, all around the world. You know what the difference is when a player wants to come to your team versus being forced to come to your team? When somebody wants to come to your team, the most desirable teams to play for in the major sports in the United States, football, it would be the New England Patriots. It's the Patriot way. Everybody wants to come and play for the Patriots. That's just one team. Probably the Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning. You probably heard of him. Okay, in the NBA right now, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron James. But, hey, people want to play in Chicago. People want to go to Miami. Those are destination cities. So just think, in baseball, it's the New York Yankees, right? People always want to be a New York Yankee, wear the pinstripes. Do people want to be on your team? Do they? And do you want them on your team? That's the difference. When you play at a high level, you become that magnet, that desirable individual. You attract the best of the best. The New York Yankees, the Chicago Bulls, the New England Patriots are attracting the best of the best. What is it in soccer? I've never sat and watched anything outside a World Cup game in my entire life. Is it Real Madrid? That's the name of a soccer team, right? Hey, Sammy boy, got a little soccer reference going on. Maybe they want to be there. Are you that person? Are you that person bringing these winners around you? Because if you're not, you're bringing losers into your life. And that's not speaking of anyone specifically. These are people. Loser is not, in this sense, a noun. It's descriptive. It's the sense that they have settled so low. They've set the bar so low in life that they're never going to get. You're going to have to pull them up with you. You don't want to do that. Look, forming a great team means you are not the smartest person on the team. That's what I'm saying. You're smarter than I am. I just choose to play at a much, much higher level. Do I have to do two shows a day, for example? No. I don't even need to do one a day. I could probably do three a week. I love what I do. And you know what? I know there's a Sam Crowley out there right now listening. That's down. Having a bad day, bad week, bad month. Maybe having the worst year of their life. But I know they're receiving this message right now. I know they're out there. Maybe they've lost a loved one. I know what that's like. July 7th, 1997. I remember it like it was yesterday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, receiving the call from my sister Kate that my mom, Catherine Crowley, had died. Raised me and my seven brothers and sisters all by herself. Died with a cigarette in her hand on July 6th that night. My brother found her the next day. Cigarette burnt down to her index finger, sitting on our couch watching television. My brother had to close her eyes, call 911. The ambulance came and took her away. And that was the last time anybody saw my mother, right? Until she was laying in a coffin. I get what it's like to lose a loved one. All right. See, I'm telling you, man, I've had some pretty wild life experiences. But I know that my mom right now is looking down on me. My mom is listening to this show. I believe that. I received that message. But I play at a much higher level right now because when you have life experiences like that, a death in a family, a bankruptcy, guys, those are life experiences that can be completely negative and take you out of the game for a long time, if not forever. But hell no. Hell no. I'm not staying. That my mom dying sent me into a tailspin for 60 days. All right. Big time, 60-day, drank a lot, called off the engagement to my wife. I mean, it was horrible. I was a bastard to be around, okay? Only thing I wanted was a bottle of beer and somebody to boo-hoo on their shoulder with about my mom. That's all I wanted for 60 days. Got drunk all the time, was a complete ass, all right? But I bounced back. It was temporary. Pain is temporary. Misery is optional, all right? Misery can be permanent, but it's also optional. You choose to be miserable. All right. We're going to have pain. There's no way to avoid it. There's just no way to avoid being in pain, but it's temporary. All right. Are you receiving this message? Are you having a little bit of pain maybe today, this week? I get that. I'm with you, man. I'm with you, but I'm not going to empower that. All right. I'm not going to promote that. I'm not going to boost that. All right. I want you to turn that around and go a different direction, because when you get out of pain and you get into that prosperity mindset, and these aren't just terms I'm picking out of my you know what and throwing them out there. I mean it, man. There's a life of abundance out there for you, but you got to choose to be that person that attracts a winning team into your life. All right. You can't walk around. Talk about Halloween. Get the negative victim. Get the victim costume off. Take the victim costume off and put the victor costume on. It is so much better to walk in life. You know, it doesn't mean your bank account. Screw the bank account, man. I know a bunch of rich asses, okay? These people, let me tell you something. If you're a jerk and you get money and acquire abundance, congratulations, what have you just become? You've become a rich jerk. If you're a nice individual, you're philanthropic, you support causes and charities, you give your money away, you understand the power of cash flow, which means it's always flowing through you, not to you, in your fists and under your mattress, never to be seen again. It goes back out and it keeps coming back to you. A lot of people don't get that. Look, I could go for hours, man. I am wound. I'm wound up. I had no intention. This is the power of having it inside of you, man. I could pick up a microphone, hit record, and I was going to talk about this scam article I read online. I'm going to do that this afternoon on today's show. But I had no intention of going anywhere near this topic today. It came through me, and I'm telling you, it's flowing through me right now. I'm so jacked up. I'm going to go right now and run with my border collies, and I'm going to outrun them both, all right, in my backyard. That's how fired up I am. I've got so much energy. I want you to feel this energy in your earbuds or through your computer, however you're listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast, and I want you to get after it in a big way. You're going to get after it in a big way! Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast. I want to see you on Twitter or my email now. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.